Hello, everyone. Welcome to E-Commerce Deep Dive, our monthly installment of Amazon News and Trends. This month, recapping January 2022. I am Nate Hogle, Director of Client Resource Strategy here at Orca Pacific. Today, we're fortunate enough to have a guest joining me for this month's installment. David Grill, Director of Advertising at Orca Pacific, has been gracious enough to spend some minutes with us today. Hey, David, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Nate. Great to be here with you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for joining. It'll be great. We'll get started here. We have some updates, four general updates on kind of our general section. We have an update in our catalog section, and then some updates in the advertising section as well that David will speak to here momentarily. But to get us started this month, to start a January Amazon sales postmortem. So recapping the sales from last month, unsurprisingly, in aggregate, we saw a sharp decline in point of sale, POS sales from December to January across all three product verticals, which really isn't a surprise coming out of the holiday season. That's a typical drop we see. Of greater interest, however, is the decline experienced year over year on the platform when comparing January 2022 to the numbers we saw back in January of 2021. It's interesting, the marketplace and external environment changed so quickly these past few years. It's easy to forget what sort of conditions existed during previous comp periods. So recalling back to the e-commerce environment about a year ago, we're still comparing to really that black swan COVID-19 event that happened mostly during 2020, but also bled into Q1 of 2021. So you'll remember Q1 of 2021 was pre-vaccine, where no vaccines were available yet, or were just starting to be rolled out to certain population segments of the population. Whereas now in 2022, we have a largely vaccinated and boosted population who are tending to revert back to brick and mortar channels for some of their retail dollars in a much greater percentage than they did 1 year ago. Per MasterCard Economics Institute, during the COVID peak, e-commerce retail as a percentage of total retail sales surged up to 22% of total, which was at the peak of the COVID pandemic in 2020. Whereas what they consider post-COVID, which we read to mean post-vaccination, that number drops down to 17% of total retail sales. Prior to COVID, that number was around 11% of total. So e-commerce sales as a total percent of retail is still riding at a higher baseline than prior to 2020. However, that baseline has dropped significantly from the COVID peak in 2020 and early 2021, prior to vaccine rollouts and other economic reopenings. Another way to look at this easily is observing in total glance view data, which when we compare the first 4 weeks of 2021 to the same period, first 4 weeks of 2022, we see a drop in overall total glance views of 16% year over year. So there's just simply less traffic on the platform than there was a year ago. When we then take that factor and combine it with other macroeconomic factors that we, speak to pretty much monthly on this segment, the top line Amazon sales numbers are going to be depressed. And those factors include ongoing supply chain constraints, rising inflation, and increased labor and transportation costs. All of those components lead to an increased product pricing on the platform, where we've observed a rise in total ASP in the range of 10 to 20% year over year, depending on category. So these pressures are not expected to relieve for many months, if not longer. We'll continue to observe and report insights as we move through 2022 and provide those monthly results to the broader community. Next up on our list, Amazon opening an Amazon Style store. Last month, Amazon announced a new retail venture, a physical clothing store under the Amazon Style brand, and is set to open in a swanky shopping complex in LA later this year. This is his latest installment of Amazon venturing into brick and mortar ventures. Amazon will be squaring off against traditional fashion retailers, Nordstrom, JCPenney, Urban Outfitters, and J. Crew in that same location. So really going toe-to-toe with traditional anchor retail outlets in the brick and mortar space. As many folks know, online shopping for products that are wearable, clothing, shoes, or other type of accessories can be really a difficult experience for the consumer shopping online. So by adding this brick and mortar location, Amazon can attract their customers with that same expansive selection they enjoy online, but with the features and experiences of a physical location to be able to try on the fit, look, and feel of those highly personalized products. And make no mistake, Amazon will use unique retail technologies in these locations to create a unique experience for shoppers using technology and their Amazon Prime account to unlock certain features and experiences within the Amazon Style Store. At this point, Amazon is well over 600 brick and mortar stores nationwide across a variety of categories, grocery and Amazon Books to name two. But we expect to see more trials of this Amazon Style pop-up store throughout the year. And it's just another example of Amazon shoring up its e-commerce prowess with the brick and mortar reach and poking into those other areas as well. Moving on down the list, Amazon will be unrolling a 24/7 Call Me Now phone support feature for pro seller accounts. So in an initiative that began rolling out at the end of 2021, a Call Me Now button will be added to pro sellers' account health pages within their Seller Central account. This feature will allow sellers to remedy account health problems or other concerns as soon as they arise. And they'll now have access to Amazon support 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So this is really a welcome feature upgrade to anyone who's ever struggled with Amazon service, customer service within a seller or vendor account. Oftentimes this can be really tricky to find the right support link or support contact to get an issue resolved. So we see this as a big step towards Amazon addressing those issues and trying to provide a better level of support for their seller community. And as you would expect, we encourage all sellers to really keep a lookout for their account within their account to see this feature pop up. Amazon does indicate that they expect this to roll out to all pro seller accounts throughout 2022 and should be fully rolled out by year's end. Lastly, in the general section for January, Amazon just announced an increase in pricing for Amazon Prime membership. So this came out of their quarterly earnings call last week. In the announcement, the noted change will come on February 18th for all new accounts and March 25th for current subscribers. Yearly costs will rise from $119 a year to $139 a year. And this is the first membership increase in almost 4 years, being back in 2018 was the last time that price was lifted. We can really easily tie this to inflation, and there's a lot of other areas of note. In their call, where they reported record growth during fourth quarter earnings, the company cited growing labor and transportation costs as the main reason for this change. Additional costs that you can see across the Amazon ecosystem, big production style shows on Amazon Prime Video and other engagements were other factors in these types of increases. Moving into the catalog section for this month, just one noteworthy insight in catalog, new Business Discounts Manager. Last month, Amazon launched a new tool called Business Discount Manager to provide direct vendors with an improved interface for adding single unit as well as multiple quantity Amazon business discounts. Amazon account managers can now add business discounts in bulk in minutes and avoid the former Excel file upload process, which was cumbersome, messy, and rife with errors. The Business Discount Manager enables you to create the same discounts across all of your products in your catalog directly from Vendor Central. And you can also set discounts at a brand code or a vendor code level, which is a new capability above and beyond the previous workflow, which did not allow that type of segmentation. We strongly encourage our clients to consider Amazon Business as another lever to pull on the Amazon platform if you haven't engaged there yet. It reaches a customer base that the consumer site simply doesn't cater to. So really another way to just get more products in front of more people. And really this updated workflow will streamline the cumbersome process that existed previously and should hopefully allow for greater selection participation in the program for vendors alike. Now, moving into our advertising section, I'm going to pass these over for David to speak to this month. David, first one on our list this month, advertisers can now view detailed page views in sponsored display reporting.
Yeah, so this is a big one. In late December, Amazon enabled advertisers to start gaining insight into detailed page view metrics associated with their sponsored display campaigns. So this metric would account for the number of ad attributed detail page views within a 14-day look back window of a shopper clicking or viewing a sponsored display ad. So similar to what has existed for sponsored brand ads, as well as the DSP side of things, it really allows brands to more closely monitor and analyze the relationship between our organic detail page views versus paid detail page views, and ultimately helping provide more consideration-based metrics and engagement-based metrics within the platform. And it should also help businesses make more informed decisions around their media mix and what is kind of driving the most amount of value from a glance view and traffic perspective. Similarly, there have also been other sponsored display metrics made recently available that closely align with DSP. So a common trend that we're seeing is Amazon bridging the gap between a lot of the DSP metrics available with sponsored display in the native kind of Amazon ad search console. So things like view and click conversion data, detail page views as mentioned, as well as viewable impressions and viewable CPM. So a lot of similarities across the board now between DSP and sponsored display metrics.
Awesome. That's super interesting. So many more metrics available than there were a year ago in that platform. Next on our list, Amazon makes it easier to target global markets.
So with the newly released localized keyword targeting feature, advertisers can now easily translate keywords within the Amazon Ads console itself. This feature has been enabled for both sponsored products and sponsored brand ads for most global marketplaces. With this new release, it is now easier for advertisers to run campaigns in various geographies at scale. In 2022, we would expect more brands to ultimately realize the upside of a globalized approach to their Amazon business. Amazon is continuing to focus efforts on making this viable and attractive to sellers and vendors alike.
That's super interesting. Really great points, David. Thank you. Well, everyone, that's our list for this month's updates. David, big thanks to you for joining us this month. Really appreciate you and your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Nate.
Definitely. And thanks to everyone else for joining us. Catch us again in a few weeks when we look back at February 2022. Cheers, everyone. Take care.